What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. We are back here. We got Cookie in the house.
Hello.
We got Ray, the guitar guy, in the house.
What up?
It's been a minute since we had this set up, so you know what? We're going to throw the fucking game plan out the window, and we're going to go off the top of the head here.
Wing it.
And you know what's fucking, what's been on my mind all week? Scandalous ass shit.
Oh. That's everywhere right now.
You know what I mean?
Scandalous ass shit.
Dude, that's been my whole day.
It took me back to like when fucking high school, when my friend tried anal sex with his girlfriend for the first time and she didn't like it, so she made him stop, and he had shit on his dick, so he fucking wiped it on her pillow and then fucking turned it over.
Ugh. How many times have I done that? Seven.
The answer is seven. One time I actually did that over with some chick. I had actually not shit or anything like that, but I had farted on her pillow because, I don't know.
She deserved it.
She deserved it.
You farted on her
pillow. Honestly, there was no good reason. I was just being.
There's always a good reason to fart on someone's pillow.
At least in my mind, there was no good reason. And I remember she was like, "All right, good night." And she stuck her head on the pillow. "Oh, fuck you." And I was like, "You're welcome."
There's blood and shit on this. What have you been eating?
She had pink eye, needless to say.
That's what I was going to just say. Isn't that how you get pink eye? Or one of the ways?
That theory was proved true.
If I learned anything from a Judd Apatow movie, that is how you get pink eye.
Cookie, I would not use your pillow if I were you.
Oh, okay. Noted. I already did, though. I cuddle with it. It smells good.
And that's one of the things in porn that they don't warn, that nobody warns you about, is like anal sex looks cool in porn, right? But there's other shit that goes along with it. No, but plenty of pun intended. Like the smell, for example. The fact that,
what am I talking about? That's my MO. That is all I do.
That's the pheromones. That's what gets his juices flowing.
That stink.
So. Scandalous, dude. I read this earlier in the week. This lady went into Horton's.
Oh,
it's a coffee chain up in Canada. She gets pissed off at the fucking barista, backs up, drops trowel, and fucking straight takes a shit on the floor. If that wasn't bad enough, she continues to yell, picks it up and fucking throws at him like a monkey in the zoo.
Savage. That is savage. Oh my God. And side note, that's another way you can get pink eye.
That's if you have good aim, though.
Triple soy latte with a side of pink eye, please.
Yes. That's extra. Not all the baristas know how to make that.
You gotta go to Canada for
It's the secret menu.
It takes a special kind of talent to.
Yeah. To get shit flung at you.
To brew up one of those. Damn, but that was, fuck, that was.
That is, ugh.
I saw it and I was like, first of all, that is savage as fuck. Second of all, what the fuck? And third, god damn, bitch.
Did you guys ever watch Flavor of Love?
It did.
Oh, yes. When that chick took a shit on the floor.
And she just got up and walked away. She got up like she wasn't being recorded.
Can I just trip out on the names that guy named all those ladies? Like Pumpkin? Who names them Pumpkin? New York?
It's because her tits look like pumpkins.
Wasn't
that sounds like a name? That sounds like a name like a father gives his daughter. Come here, Pumpkin.
Come here, Pumpkin.
Daddy loves you. Now don't shit on the floor again.
Who was the one that shit on the floor?
I have no idea. I just remember I saw that. That was she disgusting.
She had a really fucked up nickname, like
Floor Shitter.
I think that was her name.
Floor Shitter.
That would have been more suiting, befitting, I guess. Yeah, right. Fuck.
She's a floor shitter.
Dude, that was nasty. Just, and it's one of those things that you can't unsee. Like, I'm gonna,
it's.
I'm gonna think about that the next time I'm at Starbucks and the line's fucking taking too long.
Anytime I see that emoji, that little shit emoji that's supposed to be soft serve, but everybody knows it's poo, it just reminds me of that. I'm like, that's shit.
The name of the lovely lady who shat on the floor was, her nickname was called Something. Oh, sorry.
Was Something?
Something. That is her name.
Because she did something on the floor?
Yeah. No, literally, Something shits on the floor. That's it. That's her name. That was her nickname.
Ugh.
Ain't that something?
What did you do on the floor? Something.
Left you a little something on the floor.
There you go. There you go. I like that.
So that was my scandalous ass story that caught my attention this week. What about you, Cookie?
Scandalous. Oh, okay, so tomorrow's like the royal wedding. It's like a big deal. I mean, everybody watches. I mean, well, everybody being like women in their like mid to late 20s and homosexual males, myself included. And so Meghan Markle is marrying Prince Harry. And so the big scandal with that is her family, like step siblings and her father, are just like setting her up for failure. I mean, they're just talking mad shit on her. Like her sister's saying that she's like an attention whore and she's a C-rate actress and that Prince Harry should like not go through with it. I'm like, how fucked up is that? Like, just let her live her life. That's messed up. But then too, if like I were like a sibling of hers, I'd probably do the same. I'm not even going to lie. Like, you know what I heard about Meghan? She doesn't even swallow. How disrespectful.
You know what I heard? I heard she is not even into butt stuff.
She's the worst. Ugh. She's awful. She's That's like it. Hitler.
Out of the royal family.
Yeah. Banned.
And then the royal family, I mean, how much inbreeding is going on there? I mean, if they just find out that her parents aren't siblings, they'd probably disown her then. You mean your parents aren't? Like, related? That's disgusting. Get out of here.
You leave sister cousin alone with your judgment.
So I broke up with my girlfriend. It's okay. She said we can still be cousins. Was it one of those?
It was definitely one of those.
It's like they, all of them watched too much incest porn and got curious.
Right? Ugh. That's disgusting.
The more you know.
Shooting star. No, but yeah, that's like super scandalous. It's hilarious. I mean, what real importance is it? She's not even marrying the person who's soon to be king. So, I mean, it's just all for hype and television and ratings. And I know it's part of like the monarchy, but just the amount of shit talking that's going on in her family is just hilarious.
And the lack of butt stuff.
That's
not
the fact
happen.
She doesn't swallow. I mean, ugh. But he is a ginger, so.
This is depressing.
Yeah, it's upsetting. It's upsetting. Is. I mean, but that's the scandalous thing that's going on in my homosexual world right now. Devastated.
I know there's that Texas shooting going on, right? Was it in Texas?
No, was it Arizona?
Is it Arizona?
I think it was on
Texas?
Arizona. Arizona, Santa Fe Springs, Arizona. Santa Fe, Arizona.
Oh, I remember. There's a post going across that they have that there's a shooting in some school. And one of my friends had shared a post and it said... Thoughts and prayers are useless to dead children. And it's across Facebook. And I was like, that's scandalous.
What a dick. I mean, truth, but that's a dick move.
All they're saying with the thoughts and prayers is, to quote Anthony Jeselnik, don't forget about me today.
Right?
Well, because, I get it. Like, sending money to help pay for the burial. That's something.
That's thoughtful.
Right? But I'm going to sit here and pray.
Like, think. Well, maybe it's thinking
that
about
you get
praying.
The money
How do you
to...
send thoughts, though? That's my question. Like, I'm going to send some thoughts your way.
True.
I'm going to send some thoughts like, hey, your kid just died. Here's some thoughts for you.
Useless. It's Thanks. Useless.
Thanks, asshole. Thanks.
Pointless.
Can you use some thoughts right now?
Why not stop posting on Facebook and go to FundMe, my FundMe page?
Right. That's what I'm saying is like if you really want to send some their way, send some fucking cash. Funerals aren't cheap.
Yeah, those things are pretty expensive.
It's expensive to die.
Yeah.
And so they're still thinning out the herd then? So
apparently.
The Tide Pods weren't working fast enough, so they started playing Call of Duty High School Edition?
I am a firm believer that the government's trying to wipe us out. Call me a conspiracist, but
the thing is, they're not targeting us, though. They're only targeting them, which, I mean, again, if they're snorting condoms and...
I mean, to quote Whitney Houston, I believe the children are the
Where's
future.
My spoon and needle?
Yeah, exactly. Bobby.
Too soon?
Not soon enough.
No.
This water's too hot. That would be quoting Whitney. The water's burning me. Dick move. Side note, I'm a huge Whitney Houston fan, but
what have you done for me lately?
Do, do, do.
Is that Whitney Houston?
I don't know. Okay. I'm not that big of a fan.
That's a good question, Cookie. What have you done for me lately?
Oh, that's Janet. That's Janet Jackson.
That's Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
The question still stands. What have you done for me lately?
Nothing. And I will continue to do such.
That's dedication. That's fucking dedication right there. That's stick-to-itiveness.
Stick-to-itiveness?
Stick-to-itive.
Hey, if all those fucking morons in high school can start making up words like fucking bae, then I can make up stick-to-itiveness, which I'm pretty sure is a word.
Which, did you know bae is actually a word, but not for your significant other? Did you know that?
I thought it was an acronym before, and it meant before anyone or before everyone
all
else.
All else? Or,
before bae, anyone else?
Bae is a foreign word. And
it means shit.
Let me confirm. Yeah, it's a Dutch or it's a European word for calling someone a little shit.
And... See, and you wonder why they're getting targeted and not us, because we didn't make up fucking stupid words like that.
Before anyone else, no, you're calling your boyfriend a little shit.
Oh, wow, it means both for me.
Isn't fucking dynamite when that shit happens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The double meaning just has that much more effect on our relationship. I'm really feeling it. I'm going to text him right now. How's it going, bae?
Yeah. Bae is Danish for shit.
The more you know. Where's my goddamn star?
What's shit for Danish?
Scat.
And we're back.
So you brought up a good point, like fucking scandalous in relationships. Ray the guitar guy, like what?
Scandalous relationships?
What was like the most scandalous thing you could think of it from one of your past relationships? Either you did or...
Past relationships?
Or your ex did?
Past relationships. I don't think I have a scandalous... Oh, actually, I do, actually. Take it back. Okay.
Please do not talk about our past relationship. Go on.
That was a secret.
So that wins it down. Never mind. Well,
next.
It's all dry.
Next. This well is empty.
So when I was 16, actually, I'd gone out with this one
You
girl.
Said you were 18.
Yeah, I lied. I lied.
That's disgusting.
And that is why we always check ID.
Yeah, that's your fault. You didn't check my ID.
Guilty.
So
that's disgusting.
I was 16 and
that is a joke.
I was 16. I remember going out with this one girl, and I were at her house, and her parents were there, but her parents were like knocked out. And so I remember she was just asking, "Hey, like, you just want to fuck right now?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure, let's go for it." This is the scandalous I've got. It's not that great, but it's to me at least. But so I'm going, and then I look, and I see there's blood everywhere, and I'm like, "What the hell?" And I was like tripping out, and I was like, "Dude, why is there blood?" Like somebody... are you on her rag? And she's like, "Ha!" She's like, "Sucker!" And I was like, "Dude, you're on your rag?" And she's like, "It was funny though, huh?" And I was like, and the reason why she asked me, and at first it wasn't that bad, because you think, oh, like you could just clean up or whatever. I was wearing white pants that day, or like a grayish.
Well,
white pants.
Shame on you. What were you doing wearing white pants?
So I had to go. I had to go.
Do you
home
think you're Mr. Clean?
To my parents with blood-stained grayish white pants. That was a scandalous part.
You get home and tell them what happened. You're
catch
getting high fives.
Yeah,
get it.
And the funniest thing is, I walk in the house, and my mom's first question is, "Did you have sex today?" And I'm just like hiding my crotch as it's bloodstained. No. What are you talking about?
Catch a bottle exploded in my lap.
Yeah, like someone bit the penis.
What do you know? I'm 16. I know everything. That is not vaginal blood on my pants.
She just used too much teeth. I'll have you know.
You should have taught me better.
That's your bad.
All right, I'll see your vagina blood or your period sex story, and I'll raise you a best friend would never sleep with you story. So it's just after high school, and an ex-girlfriend of mine like had this best friend who always kind of would like mess with me and like kind of be a little flirty, but it got to the point where when she was around, it was like super obvious that like this chick wanted to do something.
She wanted some dick.
Yup. So ex-girlfriend leaves me alone for 3 weeks during the summer and says, make sure you hang out with my best friend and, you know,
you got it.
Keep her company. I'm like, okay. And she's like, I'm not even the least bit worried. There's no way she'd ever give you the time of day. Not more than fucking 2 days into their into where she left. I ended up hanging out with the best friend, and like one thing led to another, and so apparently
what happened?
She did have the time of day for me.
She had hours upon hours.
And then and one of the times we were, it was 3 weeks, mind you, so somebody needed to go check on the house and, you know, take the mail in and stuff like that. So the scandalous part comes in when it was in her, me and her best friend in her bathroom.
Your ex's bathroom.
Yeah.
Hey, gonna the bed was taken? Don't come in. Don't come in.
And the best friend was fucking savage. He's like, we should go do it on our parents' bed. I was like, God damn, bitch. I'm like, you skip right over your friend's bed to fucking go to straight to her parents' bed? That's
dang.
That's a whole new fucking level of not giving a fuck.
Yeah, no fucks given.
Zero. Zero fucks.
Absolutely none.
Actually, no one was given that day.
Well,
there was the one.
There was the one, literal.
Well,
physical sense.
It was kind of like three, but I mean,
who's counting?
But I mean,
right? I mean, it's not like I fucking.
I mean, on the point system, that's pretty high.
And yes, one of the times was on her bed.
There you go. That's all I wanted to know.
So proud of you.
Inquiring minds.
I mean, the bed part. I know what you're thinking. That's not really scandalous. It's just her bed. It's not like you fucking, you know, pulled out and jizzed all over her pillow or her sheets, you know, with her best friend. You know, but right, I didn't. I actually pulled out, put it in my hand, and threw it at the wall. That was the scandalous part.
Oh, my gosh.
It's all about the wow factor.
No, yeah. I mean, that's your signature move. How could you not? You know? Like, it's expected.
It's a staple.
In my head, I just imagine like an anime scene kind of going on, like at a Street Fighter or Dragon Ball Z, like as he's pulling out, like, and it's like, and he catches it in his hand and then throws it at the wall.
Pretty much.
And it's just like freeze frame everything, like, like all dramatic. And then this chick's like tripping out, and all of a sudden she's like Asian. Was she Asian?
She wasn't. She was Mexican.
Well, in my mind, she's Asian. Just for dramatic effect.
She could be whatever you want her to be.
She's Asian in my mind.
And so that was a fun day. What about you, Cookie? Care
I think the most the scandal. No, I think the most scandalous thing for me is that I have no scandalous stories. I have very little experience in relationships and sexual encounters. I mean, I'm not going to go into detail of the minor ones that I have had, but I think that's scandalous in itself that I'm 34 years old and I live with my grandma and I have no scandalous stories. How sad is that? Do I win? Did I win?
I think that's more than scandalous.
Well, I mean, I guess you could have if you probably could if you told that one story where your grandma was banging on the wall in the middle of the night.
That's typical, though. She just wants me to do my best. She has my best interests at heart. She knows if I'm not giving it 100%, then I shouldn't be giving it at all.
You keep going, Cookie.
Yeah.
Give it to him, girl.
I got this, Grandma. I'm just going to turn on the air conditioner real quick.
Yeah. Atta boy.
That's my grandson.
Don't forget my Xanax.
Have you ever had a family member ask, like straight up ask you, did you have sex in my house while you were house sitting for me?
No.
Yes. I was house sitting for my sister. Can I just say for the record, she walked in and knew, and if I could tell the truth, it was the best blowjob I've ever gotten. No regrets were made.
So, Mr. Mixit, if you're listening with Mrs. Mixit, turn the shit off for the next, like, 2 minutes.
I am so sorry. If it makes you feel better, I am no longer in that apartment anymore.
As long as it wasn't on Baby Mixit or Little Girl Mixit's bed, I think they're fine.
No, it was before they existed, I think.
Oh, way back in the day, then.
Way back in the day. We're talking... I remember one time this girl had came over, and I had came over.
In her mouth.
Yeah. And I remember my sister had gotten home, and she was like, is everything all right? We're like, yeah, sure. As if nothing happened. And then my girlfriend at that time left, and she sat down right next to me on the couch, and she's like, did you have sex in my house? And I was like, I was like, no, what are you talking about? She's like, it smells and reeks of sex. And at that time, I was like 14 or 15. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. But then I realized sex does have a smell. So,
well,
the smell of greatness.
Sometimes, I mean, if you're cranking the AC and it's like, you know, 60 degrees in the room, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
After shower.
No, I was 14. I was naive. It was straight natural.
It was summer, like 100 degrees, and the windows were all closed.
Natural odors were upon that house apartment.
It smells like nut in here.
I feel like that's what she was really asking.
Fucking Mr. Mix-It, after I had slept with a girl in high school, and it was during the summer when we were off. So I shared a room with him. And he fucking comes in and he's like, oh, come on, dude. Tell your fucking girlfriend to wash your fucking vag once in a while.
It smells like the seafood platter at Norm's.
I handed him the fucking Morton's can of salt. And I was like, see that little girl? That should be you.
That's terrible.
But yeah, no, he's right. It does fucking... Oh my God. It does fucking... You want to do something real scandalous? Fucking right before checkout time, turn the heater on, fucking go at it, and then fucking leave the heater going when you check out and let the maid walk into that shit.
You're welcome.
Just for effect, squirt some fucking Jergens all over the fucking furniture.
Wow.
Wait up.
Really,
let me write this
your
down.
Housekeepers. Like, I would hate to be in the housekeeping business, especially stay at one of your hotels.
Cookie, why are you taking notes?
I just want to know more. I have questions, and you have answers.
Do-do-do-do-do. The more you know.
Shooting star.
Have you guys ever left a fucking hotel room like real funky for the maid the next? I mean, going there with a girl and you know what I mean, or cooking. I was looking at the guitar guy when I said a girl. Cookie obviously with a guy.
Yes, I one time stayed at a hotel in I think it was West Covina. Okay, you guys got to name the city for me. So it's where that IKEA is. It's off.
That's
the
West Covina.
West Covina.
I don't know why I felt like it was somewhere else. Anyways. So over in West Covina, I was staying in a hotel over there, and it was only scandalous because in the sense of I grew up putting the shower curtains on the outside, and so me and this girl were in the bathroom, and needless to say, the shower time was extra fun. And but I
why? Why was that? What'd you guys do?
Oh, we were playing a battleship in there, so clearly I sank. So anyways, there's extracurricular activities going on, and needless to say, water got everywhere, and housekeeping had came in, and they were just like, housekeeping, and they came in the room, didn't even knock, and they looked in the bathroom, and then she looked at me. She looked at me and the girl I'd went with, and she was just like, oh, I come back later. I was like, dude, like, my first question is like, why didn't she knock? Second of all, why was your bathroom the first? Why was that your first guess? Like, I don't know. Anyways.
Why would that be your go-to?
I'm going to go to the bathroom. First things first.
Oh, dude. I had a fucking maid come like to the door at the fucking way wrong time. And I was drunk as shit. There was two chicks in the bed. They weren't wearing anything. All I had on was my fucking underwear. And I fucking... And I'm like, you know what? You're inconveniencing me? Fuck you. I'm going to open the door. So I opened the door. She dropped the fucking shit she had in her hand. She's like, okay, bye. And then just turned around and walked away. I'm like, you can come back later. And I fucking slammed the door.
What a dick move. She's a bitch.
It's like fucking, like when the waiters come over or the waitresses come over and like to ask you how everything is and like you have food in your mouth. I just want to grab them by the wrist and just like hold them there until I'm done chewing and then be like, oh, everything's great.
Yeah. Ugh. They're the worst.
Actually, I have another funny one, scandalous story. So I work, I won't tell you where exactly, but I work in the healthcare industry.
Good enough?
Good enough. I won't tell you what facility.
He saves lives. Okay, he's a fucking doctor, okay?
I will give names, so the disclaimer, there's no
Dr. Guitar Guy?
Dr. Guitar Guy is my name.
Exactly.
One time we had I was working with some nurses, and
yeah,
I remember, hell yeah, we had this one patient, and they liked when nurses wiped their ass.
Who doesn't like that?
But here's the thing: is that patient was with it. He and would just get up and go to the bathroom on his own. Mm-hmm. And so one time we had this nurse in there. Because she was in there making sure he wouldn't rip out any of his, like, IV lines or any of his tubings. So she's in there, and she's chilling with him. And he has gotten so much better. He just is on his own. And this chick is in there cleaning his ass, wiping his junk, doing all this stuff. And so...
That guy is a genius.
The supervisor in charge comes and takes...
Why are you taking notes, Jester?
That guy's a fucking freak. I'd love to hang out with that guy.
So the supervisor comes in, takes her out.
You're picturing it. We're talking about it. It happened.
Side note, they go in there, and this dude's watching the maternity channel, and they straight up just say, well, they're like, dude, why are you watching the maternity channel? He's rubbing one out. Like, you really shouldn't be watching this. And he grabs them by the lapel and says, look, you don't know when's the last time I've seen some boobies. And I'm hearing the story, and I believe it. I sincerely believe it.
Oh, my God.
And so I ran into the nurse afterwards, and I said, dude, what happened? You were in that room. You were doing so well. And I guess she had said, oh, yeah, like, they took me out of that room. I wasn't sure why. And I was like, huh. I was like, I wonder why. I guess he's a perv. And she was like, well, I don't think so. He was very cooperative. He let me clean him up and everything. Oh. I was like, dude.
Snap, another victim.
I was like, dude.
He's the Bill Cosby of the hospital circuit.
I was like, dude, you know that dude gets up and goes to the bathroom like a normal person, right? And she's like, what? I was like, yeah. The look on her face, I wish I had that on film. Priceless.
Totally capable.
She's like, you're lying to me. Nope. I was like, dude, I've seen him do it himself. I'm not going off of what I've heard. I've seen that guy go up and use the toilet. And she was like, you're lying. Nope. And so she was so mad. Needless to say, for the whole week, she had been cleaning his ass and rubbing his junk for a whole week. And didn't know it.
Oh, that guy is a fucking genius.
Now I'm taking notes.
What an evil genius. Jesus.
Yeah.
And so What did she do after she found out? Did she say anything? Or
she was just traumatized. She was new.
They're dating now. That's her husband.
They're expecting.
Happily married.
Wow, dude. What's that? That's fucking like
wow,
legendary.
Mom.
It happens, man. It happens. It's stuff on a daily basis. I think the only other story I have, which this one made me, this one involves me, so I'm super mad. So this one is over at this one lady had said, oh yeah, like I want to kill myself. I'm gonna do all this, and I'm like, whoa, like so she told the doctor that, and so they ended up saying, well, you need to have someone watching you so she doesn't commit suicide. And I was like, all right, well, whatever. And so this was her terms, word for word. I only accept those terms and conditions if that nurse, a.k.a. me, is in this room with me 24/7 to make sure I don't commit suicide. And in my head, I'm like, what a scandalous bitch. So, of course, to make sure they didn't commit suicide, guess who sat in that room for 24 hours following that chick everywhere? I was like, damn it.
Was the overtime good?
It was good, but I don't know if it was worth it. I don't know if it's worth it.
Well, I mean, the blowjob must have counted for something.
Yeah.
Cute.
They never are.
They never are. It's just
are.
A blowjob. They don't have to yeah. be.
As long as the top of the head looks okay, you're fine.
Or just close your eyes and picture somebody else.
Yeah.
Needless to say, I was over it. And then I think the worst part was this patient would spill water all over themselves and have me change their clothes every time. Dude, at the first couple times, I was cool with it. But after 3 and 4 and 5, I started thinking, you know what? This is a thing. This is, you know what? Whatever.
You should have been like, if you were cuter, this would be more awesome, but you're not.
I'm all wet.
Sucks yeah,
to suck.
Sounds like a you problem, bitch.
Yeah, seriously.
For real. I'd walk in that room every time. Oops.
It's everywhere.
She's doing it on purpose.
Oh, man. Yeah.
You didn't look good naked the first 3 times. Why would you look good the 4th and 5th time?
Oh, what about, like, do you ever get any, I mean, kind of like in the vein of that story, mm-hmm. like scandalous people coming into your work and like trying to get you to hook up with them, or was those your bartending days?
Oh, those were more my bartending days, man. We had this one lady. She had came in. They had a whole wedding next door, and this chick came in already trashed. She was drunk, and these two guys were at the bar with her. And so she's venting to me like, my boyfriend's such an asshole. He's such a prick. And she's like, I just need a beer. So I'm there. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm going to give you a beer, whatever. And so these guys kept buying her beers, and they kept buying her beers. So I cut her off. I had cut her off and said, you know what, no more beers. It's like, you got to get home. You got to go back to that party. I'm not responsible for this. And so these guys were like, oh, it's cool. We'll just buy beers from now on. We'll drink them. And so I'm like, all right, whatever, dude. So I kept handing them beers, and they would drink them, and they'd go outside. That chick was outside, so they kept giving her beers. Best story of my life. So they gave her all these beers and tequila shots, and they were like, yeah, like, we're going to get laid tonight. We're going to hook up with this chick. So I'm walking around the bar, and this chick comes back inside, and she grabs me by the hair and pulls me in the ear, and she says, fuck me right now. Let's just go outside and do it. And I was like, whoa. I was like,
sweet.
I was like,
jackpot.
And no one believes me. And that's the crazy part. And I have that. And then the reason why there's proof is because my boss had sent me a video of that. He was watching the security cameras for something else. And so after that, he comes up to me and he says, hey, I have a question for you, man. I was like, yeah, sure. What's up? So what just happened at the bar? Was that a hard situation for you?
Why? You trying to fuck?
Why? You trying to fuck?
Dude, I think out of all the stories that you told me about your bartending days, like, your boss fucking, that fucking line, why are you trying to fuck?
Why? Trying to fuck?
Was, like, the funniest one out of all of them.
Dude, they are. Like, honestly, I loved bartending. I had good bosses and I had good supervisors. That's what made it bearable. But, so that, long story short, those dudes were so butthurt because they had pumped this chick with so much alcohol, and I guess at the end of the day, they thought they're gonna get lucky. In my head, I looked at them, and they were just like, you know what? And their face said, fuck you. Fuck you. I was like, dude, like, you're just hating, man, just because all that hard work came in my way. So needless to say, that chick, my boss was watching, so I ended up sitting here in a taxi. But ask me if I was bitter at the end of the night. Oh, I was. I was. If there was no security cameras, that story would have turned out a little bit different.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever fucking let somebody else, like, pump a bunch of fucking drinks into somebody, and then you just fucking swoop in at the end of the night? And
oh, that happened last Saturday. Cookie?
BTW? By the way,
Cookie, me and him over at La Cita Bar in downtown L.A.? Hmm?
Yes, that is correct. Yes, yes. It was a glorious evening. I was shit-faced.
Clearly needless to say, no one got lucky. At least I didn't.
Yeah, me neither. It happens.
Yeah. So somebody pumped you guys full of drinks and there were no takers at the end, or what?
No, I tried pumping some chick full of alcohol. I'm thinking I'd get her, but no.
That was me.
It was Cookie.
Well, it doesn't help if Cookie keeps taking her drinks.
Yeah. I was just so weird. Thirsty.
You know what? I thought Bill Cosby had gave me better advice than that. I put the roof on all in hers too, but yeah. I guess
it didn't kick in right away.
Or guess it enough. Was the wrong drink.
Right.
So I've done it once inadvertently. That, like, fucking dude went to the bathroom. This chick's fucking favorite song of all time came on, and she lost her shit. I just happened to be standing within earshot, and so we went to the fucking dance floor. and there was a line, like, for, because it was, you know, getting close to closing, so there was a line even in the men's room. So dude was in there for a while, so she, like, danced for, like, maybe a minute and a half of a 3-minute song, and she's like, fuck, I'm tired, my feet hurt. She's like, do you smoke? We should go smoke. And I'm like, okay. And so we fucking went to go smoke, yeah. And she's like, what are you doing after this? I'm like,
you?
Hanging out with you, let's go. And she's, I was like, we can smoke in my car. And she's like, all right, cool. And so we just fucking bailed. And, like, fucking my friends, I bailed on them. Like, a couple of them had to take had to take taxis. But they understood. They knew what was up. They were down for the fucking.
They should have high-fived you.
They did. They there did. They're like, we don't even care. Like, yeah. We don't even care that you fucking stranded us.
VIP.
At the bar. They're like, we saw who you went home with, so, you know, like, so long as it turned out well, then it's all good.
Yeah, all's well, like, ends well.
Yeah, it turned out well. They said that the fucking guy that had been pumping her full of fucking drinks was, like, spent the last 15 minutes of the time that he was there fucking literally walking around looking for this chick.
Dang.
I was like, damn, how much longer after he came out? He was like, maybe 2 minutes, 3 minutes after you guys took off. Then this fucking dude just fucking shows up, like comes back out of the bathroom and is like fucking looking everywhere for this chick.
Oh.
I was like, wow. And it was between paydays. It was like on a Sunday. So I'm like, fucking payday was until like Tuesday. I barely had enough money for me to drink, and, like, I don't care how hot she is. It's like, if only one of us can drink, and, like, I don't even know you, like, fucking buy your own alcohol.
Cheap-ass bitch.
Right? Fucking, you could do anything we can do, right? Fucking buy your own drink, motherfucker. While you're at it, buy me one.
Yeah.
Equal rights. Practice your equal rights. Buy me a drink.
Equality for all.
Fucking, this chick was like, are you, like, at a bar randomly? Are you drinking? I'm like, fuck yeah, I am. I'm at a bar. Like, what the fuck do you think I'm doing here?
I'm here for the sights.
Right. So she's like, oh, hell yeah. And she's like, have you ever had this? I forget what the fuck it was. Like, some fucking wussy drink. And so I'm like, no, I've never had that. And so it's like a shot, like a mixed shot. So bartender brings over two, and we're like, all right, cheers, cool. And we slam them, and I'm like, wow, that was a really good shot. And I was like, thank you. And it's like one of her friends was fucking called, got her attention, and then fucking turned her, and she turned around. And I was already drunk, so I just kind of, you know, like fucking wandered away.
Thanks for the shot, bitch.
And I didn't have a tab. I was paying cash for my drinks.
There
so.
You go. Win-win.
And somebody's like, don't you feel bad that a girl brought you a drink? I'm like, fuck no.
That's
dude.
Empowering.
I'm like, I don't give a shit. If somebody's going to buy me free alcohol, guy or girl, like, I'm not going to say no. I've had, like, fucking plenty of dudes, like, fucking, hey, can I buy you a drink? Go ahead, dude. I'm not going to fucking turn down alcohol. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Fucking free drink's a free drink.
That and, shit is expensive.
And then they fucking buy the alcohol, and I'm like, all right. As they say in Canada, peace out. And then just fucking bail. Dude, I've fucking gone to dinners. Like, one of my friends told me that, actually, you know what? No, who told me that it was fucking scandalous to do that was fucking Pepper. This dude fucking asked me if I wanted to go grab dinner on him. I'm like, yeah, fuck it, dude. I'll take a free meal. You know, I'm not that rich.
Best right.
Meals. But the best meals in life are free.
So I fucking it's go true. And like fucking... She's like, I told her, and she's like, what are you doing tonight? I'm like, oh, fucking, this dude that fucking just asked me if I want to go grab dinner. And she's like, is he gay? I'm like, I'm pretty sure he is. And she's like, did you tell him you're not gay? I'm like,
I don't see how that matters.
I'm like, I just assume he fucking figured it out. And she's like, I think he thinks it's a date. I'm like, that sounds like a him problem. I'm like, I heard free meal at this place, so I said yes. I'm like, that fucking place is expensive. I'm fucking good to go, and I'm going to fucking chow down, too.
That's right.
I ordered the fucking steak. I didn't
like
hold
Marlon Wayans on White Chicks when they go to the restaurant.
And that's how Cookie and Jester met, just so you know.
Bring me a bottle of your finest ale and fucking...
It was a good date.
And the thickest steak possible. And I'm sure the fucking bill was about $100 at least.
At least.
So then after that, I was like, all right, dude, well, fucking thanks for the meal. I gotta head out. I got some shit to do. So
he's all, what do you got to do, pussy?
I'm like, he's like, what? I'm like, all right, dude, you caught me. I'm like, this fucking chick's been texting me all fucking dinner, like sending me nudes and shit. So I'm going to go get some. And he's like, oh, okay. All right, cool, man. Well, fucking have fun. I'm like, all right, peace. And I fucking just left.
Can I get the doggy bag?
I'm like, the dessert was to go. Where's the fucking waiter?
No, they're the worst.
And so I fucking tell Pepper, like, after I got back, and she's like, so how was your fucking day? Did he butt fuck you? I'm like, no. I'm like, we ate, and then I fucking told, like, some chick was fucking messaging me. So I fucking, I'm on my way to go handle that. And she's like, you ordered a fucking expensive-ass dinner, and he paid for it, thinking he was going to get something? I'm like, again, that sounds like a him problem. I'm like, he didn't ask ahead of time, hey, are you gay? Because I would have told him, no, I'm not. But he didn't ask. He just offered fucking food. And like,
why the fuck? I was hungry.
Like, dude, I'm not going to fucking turn down a free steak. Are you kidding me? Fuck that.
I mean, it's meat in your mouth. Prime choice meat.
That's right. Prime cut.
I remember one time we went to this, back in the day when I was going through like school and everything, we went bar hopping. Some of my coworkers were like, you know what? Everything's been stressful. Let's go to a bar in Alhambra. So we went to a bar out there. Dude, I go to this bar and it was really popping, rockabilly band playing, drinks. It was Dollar Modelo night. So I'm like, hell yeah, dude, Dollar Modelo night? Buy me 10. Buy me 20. And so here you go. Partying. And all this shit comes up to me, and I'm thinking, yeah, like, I'm feeling this, bro. Like, I like this chick. She's cute. Dancing with her. All of a sudden, this butch-looking chick comes up and pulls her away and tells me, fuck you. Stay away from my girl. I don't know what you're doing here. And I'm like, whoa, dude. Like, damn. For the record, your girl came up to me. Even my friend that I went with was like, look, went up to that butchy-looking chick and was like, your girl came up to him first. He was just dancing by himself with us. Like, it's, if anything, you should be mad at your girlfriend. And she's like, no, fuck you guys, blah, blah, blah. Walks away, and I'm just like, fuck it. So I'm going to dance with all my friends, which, by the way, I had so much fun dancing with them anyways because they had brought all their friends. So I'm like, dude, that's okay. It's just one out of the many females I'm dancing with. So this chick comes back. This chick's over there. So I wandered off somewhere, and this chick comes up to me again and starts dancing. And I was like, dude, fuck it. I'm going to go again. And so this butchy-jugging chick comes up
as
again,
you should.
Goes and fucking just squares up and is like, Let's fucking go. And I was like, all right, dude, like, let's handle, man. Like, your girlfriend, and I told her, by the way, your girlfriend came up to me, just for the record. And then, so all her friends pulled her away, and we're like, no, it's not worth it. And she's like, let's go, babe. And I was like, dude, I was like, but for a fun fact, that chick came up to me. I was like, so just to be clear, I was like, I converted a chick from lesbian to thinking she was straight. So I'm damn proud of that.
You and Jack make a damn good team.
True story.
You should have fucking laid out the bitch that got all over your face.
See, that's the thing, though. It was 2017, but I mean, I don't know. She could have pulled out the identify as a female card, and I would have gone to jail for a little more than just public violence.
Yeah, right. If she looked the part, they would have fucking believed it. You thought it was a dude.
Yeah, no, I legit knew it was a girl only because of how tiny she was, so...
I had the same kind of thing happen to me. I mean, it wasn't the girl didn't like come, the girlfriend or the girl, whatever, the one that looked like a girl, didn't like interact with me. I think the other one was just trying to show off. Like, I bumped into Shim and
Shim, and
I guess it spilled a little bit of its fucking drink. And, like, fucking pushes me, and, like, it's, like, a short, fat dude. And I'm like, are you fucking serious? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And they're like, well, what's up? And fucking, like, made like they were going to fucking grab me. Fuck no, I dropped that fucker quick and like hard too. Fucking, they caught one shot of that fucking jaw and dropped like a fucking sack of gay potatoes.
Hey.
Guess we found out straight.
So later on, like, and by later on in drunk time, it means like 15 minutes. The bouncers are looking at us and my friend's like, hey, bro, we got to go. And I'm like, why? He's like, it's just better this way. Let's just get the fuck out of here. And I'm like, oh, come on, dude. There's people that are like finally starting to come in. He's like, nah, we got to get the fuck out of here. He's like, that little fucking incident that you had with that fucking chick. I'm like, what chick? He's like, you fucking socked a chick in the face. I'm like, oh. No, I didn't. I socked a short, fat guy in the face. And he was like, that wasn't a short, fat guy. That was a short, fat girl. And I was like,
what? Peace. Gotta go.
I'm like, no, bullshit. I'm like, I wasn't that fucking drunk. Like, I know that was a fucking guy. And they're like, no, that's a fucking lesbian, dude. You fucking clocked a chick. We gotta go. I'm like, fuck.
Damn it.
So that's what I'm saying. I'm like, fuck that. They want to be on this, like, oh, I'm a fucking guy. I'm a guy. Okay, fine. If you're a dude, then, like, you're going to get dealt with like a dude gets dealt with. Like, and dudes get punched in the face. The fucking truth.
Yeah.
True story.
The more you know.
I mean, I've been punched many times in the face. It doesn't feel good. But, like, I know that that's how I know it's true. And I've, like, punched other dudes in the face. Like, it's... You know what I mean?
So it's going to happen.
Right? Expect that as part of, like, all these fucking chicks that want to be dudes. Okay, expect, like, getting punched in the face is going to happen. Like, it's inevitable.
Just so you know, Bryce and Beans podcast does not promote domestic violence.
Anymore.
Or less.
Snap.
Remember the fucking the doctor that didn't want to date you?
Ugh, what a dick.
Your domestic violence jokes?
Yeah. That was pretty funny. I was talking to this one resident, worked at UCLA, and we had gone out on a couple dates, and we were taking Uber back, and I was pretty shit-faced, and he was pretty drunk, too, and we were kind of entertaining the driver. She's all like, oh, you guys are pretty funny, and I was like, yeah, it's all fun and games until this guy starts beating me, and then so she starts laughing because she knew it was a joke, and he just looked at me like your mom or dad looks at you, like when you said something stupid in public, and you're
triggered.
You're going to get the shit beaten out of you at home. So then, like, yeah, that pretty much soured the rest of the relationship, but.
I remember when he was telling me, I think we were partying with Mixit, and he's like, yeah, I'm seeing this guy, but he's not real big on domestic violence jokes. And me and Mixit looked at each other and then looked at him. I'm like, well, what the fuck are you going to do? That's like 50% of your material.
It really is. I mean... As a homosexual male, I mean, domestic violence is laughable. I mean, if a guy hits a girl, that's fucked up. You don't do that. But I mean, if a guy hits another guy, you hit him back. It's what it is. Is it domestic violence? Yes, but I mean, at least it's fair game.
I don't know why that made me think of Mike Tyson used to beat his wife, but there's nothing funny about that.
Yeah. Always laughable.
I mean, it just goes to show you, like we said, fucking anything could be funny. You just gotta see it in the right light.
Spin it properly.
And by the right light, I mean when it's not happening to you.
Exactly. Especially like, when it's not happening to you.
Sounds like a him or her problem to me.
Yeah. I think I told this story before, too, where I had gone to a club and... I had made out with a guy who I thought was single, only to come to find out that he wasn't. And I was drunk. I wouldn't have the courage to do that sober. I would not. Like, I just have my self-esteem.
Is this the one
like,
where you said the guy with no legs was faking?
Oh, no. That was awful. That was a dick move on my part. There was a guy with crutches, and I said... Like, oh, what are the crutches for? You faking it? And then I looked down, and he's missing, like, half his leg. And I was like, I'm sorry, let me buy you a drink to make up for your lack of limb. No, this is the one where I made out with some guy, didn't realize he had a boyfriend, and I was drunk. I like I said, I wouldn't have the courage to do this sober. And so I ended up leaving with the girlfriend that I had come with, like, hey, girlfriend, like that kind of girlfriend. And we're leaving, and some guy...
By that, he means fag hag.
There you go. And so we're leaving, and these two guys are chasing after me. They're all like, hey, faggot, get back here. And I'm all like, that's dick sucker to you. That's probably my most exciting story.
It's a good story, though.
It is.
That was fucking funny, though, dude. I mean, like...
The more you know.
Shooting star.
So... We're coming up towards the end of the set, so I didn't want the whole thing to be, like, just scandalous shit. Since the guitar guy hasn't been here in a while, I wanted to kind of catch up with him a little bit on some of the stuff that he's been doing. So we told you that he is now on Spotify, and you can check him out there. We posted the links in the blog, so you can go ahead and catch him on there. But so... What is it, an album or is it a single?
It is a single, but the start of an album. So what's been going on is I have decided I have a lot of talented friends and musicians. Of course, I've worked with the people of Chronicles of One. I'm working with a band right now, which I recommend you guys should check out. They're called When Autumn Sleeps. They're a good band too. Chronicles of One, When Autumn Sleeps. I have a bunch of friends who are just doing it for the fun of it. They're not even any bands. They're just... they're just hanging out. And so what's going on is we're playing shows, we're working on music in the studio, but I decided I was going to work on a solo CD just featuring a bunch of my friends. I thought, how cool would that be just to do a full-length album just with, like, you doing the main music, but then having your friends coming in and contributing each a part.
That's good, dude. That's fucking, that's dope.
So it is the beginning, and on Spotify, it is He Is Ray. And you can check out the first song I put out. We're working on a second one already with my friend who is going to do an amazing job. She's a vocalist on there. She's done a lot of good work with, like, death metal bands and a lot of, like, heavy metal and stuff like that. So keep an eye out for that one, or an ear out, I guess. So we're working on some stuff. And, again, we're going song by song working on an album.
So what's the first song titled?
The first song is titled Graves. That one is with my friend Tim. He owns a studio out in Burbank. And this next one is with my friend Miranda. And so she's going to start dropping some vocals on this one.
So tell us a little bit about, like, what the first song's about. Like, what was the concept?
So the first song was about, it was an instrumental. I have grown up just doing instrumental music. I never had a vocalist, never had, like, a full band. It was always been just me. You could ask my family, my friends. It was just always instrumental. We never had singers. So I figured, why don't I just do an instrumental song? Just that's pushing the level of not having a singer, but having the drums, having the bass, having the guitar just be what you listen to and think, dang, like, I love that. That is catchy. So the first song, instrumental, it's really more along bass, pretty much just me sitting. Honestly, a lot of my songs are just me sitting in my room, just fiddling around with the guitar. Yeah, I'm not going to tell you it's a deep meaning. I'm not going to tell you it's this, like, crazy experience or anything, like, oh, it's life and deep.
Before, like, you said guitar, I was like, what are you fiddling with?
I fiddle with many things in my room.
I know.
My guitar is many of one.
By the way, he calls his penis guitar, so.
That is a damn lie. I do not call it that.
I've heard you call it that numerous times. You're all like, get ready, butthole, here comes guitar.
Actually, I call it center. I call my butthole center.
Get ready, center. Here comes guitar.
Get it? Guitar center?
Snap.
Anyways, so that's more along the lines of the music I'm from. There's really no deep theological meaning or crazy life story behind it. It's just, again, just some, like, Cookie, you're going to love this. It's literally just two guys sitting in a studio just fiddling around.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
Don't threaten me with a great time.
That's his favorite kind of flick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
That's literally how that song came up. It was just two guys sitting in a studio.
I'm going to write some fan fiction real quick.
Picture this. Two guys in a studio.
Yes.
Small.
Yes.
Tight.
Yes.
No
yes,
AC.
Yes. Yes.
You're talking about it. He's picturing it. It yes. happened.
One of them bear-like, one of them burly. Go on.
Yeah. So actually, imagine one, which is actually my friend, the guy who recorded and produced it. He's a big, tall, buff, hairy looking guy.
remove tall and put short in, and I'm totally game.
Sorry, you get tall, you get nothing.
I will have nothing then. Thank you.
It was literally just me and this guy sitting in the studio, and we just sat there, and I thought, you know, and I showed him the parts I had, and I was like, dude, do you think?
Yeah, you show him your parts.
I showed him my parts, and I said, dude, can we make a song out of this?
Yeah, we're going to make sweet, sweet music out of those parts.
Took the words right out of my mouth. We made.
He also took something else out of your mouth. He said you were using too much teeth.
Needless to say.
He was going to curb you.
Anyways, long story short, as Cookie has profoundly explained, then we have the song that's on Spotify, which is called Graves. And so,
oh, that's awesome. And so next week we are going to do another Rice and Beans Radio, and so that is one of the songs that you are going to get to check out. So again, like all our musician friends that have stuff, and I know the guitar guy has a ton of friends too, just, you know, let them know, hey, you get them in by this week, because we're going to broadcast next weekend. And the Rice and Beans Radio, we're going to do again live on YouTube. Sorry for the fucked up audio last time, if it was fucked up. If not, we did a good job. No worries. We're going to do some trial runs during the week, make sure everything's all nice and tuned up. The other thing is we have a little help from our friends section of the website, and it's, again, all the businesses that – you know,
brave enough,
right? that are out there and that we frequent, or that, you know, our friends have turned us on to, or that they own, or, you know, so you're also going to get to hear, you know, from a couple of them, and they'll tell you about their, you know, brand or product, or, you know, whatever it is. But we're going to have more Rice and Beans Radios coming on, and you get to hear more stuff like that. So we'll go ahead and put up a blog letting you guys know during the week, as it gets closer to the time, when exactly we're going to start the YouTube broadcast. And the YouTube broadcast is live. So another thing you can do is, because we're monitoring, we can see it. If you want to chat with us during the show, go ahead and just jump on YouTube and, you know, let us know what you're thinking, what you want to hear, or what what you're thinking of the show, or if you just want to tell somebody to fuck off, that's cool too.
Yeah.
You know, so do you. But while you're doing you, be sure to check us out. All right, guys, we're at the end of our set now. So, Cookie, thanks for coming down. Fucking killer as always, man.
You're welcome.
And Ray, the guitar guy, it was good to see you. Hopefully, we can get you rotated in on the host list.
It's always good being here, man. Domestic violence and drugs are my key.
Yeah.
All right, there we go. And that's kind of what we're about here, doing you. All right, guys, until next week, take a toke and watch all your worries go up in smoke.